In case you had doubts that buildings full of books and artwork are a good thing, the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences and the Campaign for Grade Level Reporting has released a report that says they are. Growing Young Minds, How Museums and Libraries Create Lifelong Learners, discusses ways libraries and museums are supporting children. Mimi Howard, a consultant, was the author of the report. She said the goal of this paper was to focus on the development of early literacy skills by using these public resources. She says museums and libraries are good for enhancing the learning kids are getting in schools. The report highlights ways museums and libraries support early learning efforts, including providing access to developmental screenings and vaccination programs. Howard says all of the research points to the early years of life being especially important in laying the foundation for all kinds of lifelong learning.
What they need at that time is stimulation, is a lot of experience, is exposure to rich language environments, to be working with caring adults, all things that will help just to kind of boost that very rapid brain development that goes on in those early years.
While it's difficult to find a person who doesn't agree that libraries and museums are enriching places for people of all ages, Howard says she hopes this report gets people thinking about incorporating these resources into public policy. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.